This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are not going to know an injury update till the 5 o'clock hour. So make sure you're listening to Afternoon Drive and you'll get that news immediately on what the status is for Evan Mobley, for DeAndre Hunter, for Darius Garland. Will they play or will they not play? And how will that affect tonight's game? Plus, Zach Harper from The Athletic just joined us. And if you missed any of those, go to the Baskin and Phelps podcast on the Odyssey app, or you can always check us out at 923thefan.com. All right, we went to break, Jeff, and I'm starting to think, what if all three of these guys can't play tonight? And here's the scenario that I wonder if you're in on, okay? Donovan Mitchell just putting this whole thing on his back and trying to lift the team to a victory tonight. I mean, he took 30 shots in game one. What's to make you think if you're missing all three of those guys that he won't do that again, or that might not be the game plan for tonight's game? I can see, I mean, obviously, you're going to have to use Isaac Okoro if he's probably going to get more playing time. We've heard three people say that already today. I got to believe Ty Jerome's going to have an opportunity for a bigger impact, even though he played 29 minutes. I don't know if you can have an even bigger impact in the game, but you tell me.
Donovan trying to do it by himself won't do it. I won't get it done.
Okay.
If they have these huge injury issues tonight that we're afraid of.
Yes.
And keep in mind, even if these guys play, they're not going to be 100%. You know, like, will DeAndre be able to grip the basketball properly?
Right.
Will Evan be able to run the floor like he usually runs the floor? Will Darius be able to run the floor? You know, will Darius have any lift at all? Who knows? He can shoot set shots and knock them down, but even if these guys play, they're going to be dealing with things. Dare I pin my hopes on this?
Go for it.
Javonte Green? Jalen Tyson? 6'5", 6'6", matchup with the size on the wings for the Indiana Pacers? Have them slow down some of these guys? Maybe score a little bit? Take some of the heat off of anybody who might be guarding some of those guys and eat up some minutes for some of the injured guys, and allow Donovan maybe to have the type of scoring night that we hope that he can have without having to do even more. I would think, and we've heard about the depth of the team. I like Jalen Tyson. I think he's a really intriguing young player.
Well, let's,
who at times has looked good.
I mean, look at his stat line from that double over. I know the end of the season
matter.
I know, but still. He should have a little bit of confidence against it. I mean, he played 46 minutes.
He played against uniforms. He didn't play against the guys in the uniforms.
Scheme is the same. Give me something here. Give me some reason to be optimistic. Stop being so negative.
No, I'm not. I'm being realistic.
Well, he still had 31 points against them in that last game of the season.
Take what happened in those last, especially the last game, and just throw it out the window.
Okay, I'm going to throw out the game on the 10th, the one where he didn't score, and he only played 8 minutes. I'll throw that game out, and I'll keep the other one where he played 46 minutes.
All right. So Donovan Mitchell spoke a little bit earlier today, gentlemen.
Oh, he did.
Had this to say.
Okay.
Let's put this through the translator and tell me what you think when you hear this.
Biggest thing is we got to stay ready. We've done it all year. Obviously, you know, if they don't play, you know, you're losing a lot of points, a lot of defense, a lot of talent. If they do, we're right back to where we were. But for us, just continue to stay ready. We have faith in everybody in this locker room. We've done it all year. So the biggest thing is just be ready. I always tell guys, prepare for the worst. Prepare that they're not playing so you're mentally locked in and sharp. And if they do, then that's an added bonus. That's how we are locked in for it. And I don't really know how they're actually doing, but, you know, I'm always prepared for the worst and just getting ready. But we have a group that's ready to go. We're ready to go.
All right, I'll put that through the translator.
I only had one line that I didn't believe, and that was towards the end, but go ahead.
Combine that with yesterday, Kenny Atkinson calling both Evan Mobley and DeAndre Hunter doubtful.
Mm-hmm.
sounds like they're not playing.
Although he said at the end he didn't know what they were doing.
I don't know what they're doing. Yeah, maybe you do. Maybe
calling him a liar?
No, that's why you dwelled on.
Kidding.
That's why
just
you joking. Dwelled on them not playing in that comment that he just made. What do you think?
I think he's not. I don't think those guys are playing. I agree with you. I'm not. I don't think either one of those guys is playing tonight. I don't. Mobley especially. I don't know. I just have this. Although, if you've got a problem with your shooting hand too, why would you want to even?
If you're DeAndre Hunter, you can still play defense. You can hurt your thumb, but you can still play defense. And they need some defense.
Does that worry you, what he said?
No. None of it worries me because I expected it to be a really competitive series.
I
think Indiana can win the series. I thought going in, I picked the Cavs, but I thought Indiana could win the series. Indiana doesn't get credit for being a good team. I mentioned last week, time and time again, they're pretty dang good. People didn't want to listen. And I think the Cavs win tonight. Don't ask me why I feel that way.
Even if those three guys are out.
Yeah. I think they do. Don't ask me why. I can't fathom this team that we've heard is so deep all season long losing tonight. I just don't think they will.
Damn.
I mean, if you're missing those three guys, it makes it far more of an uphill climb.
No kidding. But I just don't think they lose tonight. I think they win, regardless.
It's going to come down to the very simple fact of whomever dictates tempo is the team that's probably going to win this. If this gets into the open floor and Indiana's going up and down off of misses and makes, then it's probably going to get a little ugly.
Well, that's where your coach of the year maybe looks at your rookie and says, Jalen, time to get up and down the floor. Javonte? We brought you in here for games like this where, break glass in case of emergency. Well, it's an emergency. Javonte Green has been in the league good period of time, good size on the wing at 6'5". Maybe. For whatever reason, I can't fathom them losing tonight.
No matter what, no matter who's playing.
I think they win.
I'll ask you the other thing. Who's the best player on the floor? If the best players are on the floor, who's the best player?
Donovan Mitchell.
I think so too.
And I like Haliburton and I like all those guys, but it's Donovan Mitchell.
Haliburton's really close.
I think Donovan Mitchell's got a little bit on him.
I'm not going to argue with that. Mm-hmm. Tyrese Haliburton's really close.
Haliburton's very good. Don't get me wrong in the slightest.
And if the other guys are out, Haliburton has a much better supporting cast.
But I just like the way that Donovan Mitchell's turned up the defensive dial this season, where Haliburton is still kind of a C- on the defensive end.
Okay.
I don't know. Does Nembhard go 5 for 6 from three again?
No.
Yes. You know why? Unless the Cavs play defense. NBA guys can knock down open shots, fellas. And they had open shots in game one. Does he likely knock down 5 of 6? No, even if they're open. However, they had so many good looks, it was ridiculous. And that's on the Cavs. That's not on Indiana. Indiana didn't do anything it hasn't done all season long, except shoot well. And they've shot well enough. Cavs can't let them have open looks. Simple.
The other question, who were we talking to? Somebody from Indy, one of the four interviews I think we did from Indy, was talking about rebounding.
Is that a shot? Felt like a shot.
No, it's not
a
shot at all.
Like
No.
I just thought fun of Indy.
All the guys that we talked to from Indy soft shooed this whole thing. Made me feel like, there's no way the Cavs are going to lose.
Take a shot at St. Elmo's.
I'll take shots at St. Elmo's. I think we have better steakhouses than St. Elmo's. St. Elmo's is good. I think we have at least one, two, maybe three that are better. I think St. Elmo's is the best in Indianapolis.
You're talking about...
What?
Talking about one of my favorite restaurants in America.
Oh, are you taking this personally?
No, I'm just telling you, I really like St. Elmo's.
I can tell you that we have a new place.
You're not doing endorsements yet.
I'm not doing. No, I don't even care. I'm just telling you. Their name is what they are. I'll just leave it at that. Man, place is fantastic.
Taking chats at the sand dunes over there.
No, I'm not
disrespecting sand dunes.
Chris is in Chicago. Chris, what do you got, man?
Andy, you kind of cut out there. Are you talking about the Ponderosa over there on Pleasant Valley Road?
Or, no, the old one that was on Mayfield. Yeah, that's now a hockey store.
The old Sizzler in Cuyahoga Falls.
Hockey store, we like
throw
that.
Peanuts on the floor.
Yeah.
All right, guys, real quick. Are the Cavs almost, because we thought it was great during the regular season, are they almost too deep? And the reason I ask that is
too
maybe
deep.
That eight or, yeah, like maybe like that 7-8-man rotation actually could be better, because like in the first game, like Okoro and Wade played, did they have really good minutes? I mean, it just seemed like they were, I don't know. It's a question that I thought was an advantage in the regular season. Now I think it might be a disadvantage in the playoffs that they're.
You think they overplayed them in game one then? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
Is that what you're saying?
I just don't. I think they should. I don't know. Could they shorten the bench in game one? That's my question, because going to Okoro and Wade didn't really do anything.
You know what? That's the way they've played all year.
Yeah,
Chris.
Okoro, Wade, and Merrill all had less than 20 minutes.
That's the one thing that I've been a little concerned about, is that they would go away from what they did all year. And they did that by having Donovan and Ty Jerome take 50 shots. That's not what this team has done all year.
If it makes you feel better, three out of the four guys that came off the bench were all plus. Ty Jerome was plus 10. Isaac Okoro was plus 3. And DeAndre Hunter is plus 7. That drives Jeff nuts. He's going to make fun of it, and he's wrong.
They were fortunate enough to be on the floor at the right time, Chris.
I've never seen anyone belittle the plus minus the way Jeff does. Does not understand.
I don't dislike it.
As someone that doesn't understand teamwork, that would make sense to me. I get it. I totally understand.
Wow. Well, it's tough to be on a team when you're always carrying somebody.
Yeah, that's fine. My back is itching right now, too. All right, Chris. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Thanks,
all right,
guys.
Thanks. I think Chris is worried. I think a lot of us were. I don't know. Overplayed the bench. I don't know. You had three guys that were less than 20 minutes. Everyone else played more.
How'd you win 64 games?
By playing the way the rotation that he had.
How did Donovan Mitchell make sure everybody else got involved? By not taking 30 shots in a game.
That's what and wasn't that the reason, one of the reasons Kenny's coach of the year? He convinced Donovan to dish the ball off a little bit more. Was that not?
He got everybody involved.
Yeah. But tonight, I don't know if that's the way I don't know how they do it. If they're missing three guys, it's going to make things super interesting. All right, we'll take more of your phone calls. The phone line's packed. 216-474-0092. If you're having trouble getting through, let us just keep working it. That's what I would say.